Good morning, welcome to Leftover Grounds. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is what we call American Irish. Not quite full-on Celtic. A little bit of bluegrass mixed in. Very fitting for today.
When I was watching this, it's so aggravating to listen to this idiot. I mean, he and I are very different. I'll tell you this right now. If I was surrounded by people carrying weapons, people erecting nooses, screaming, hang Mike Pence, bludgeoning a police officer to death, I might be a little scared. But Ron, no, he's not scared of those people. He's scared of this fictitious idea of Antifa, a thing that doesn't even exist.
So, not to spoil the day, but... According to Joy Behar from The View, who is an extremely qualified journalist, by the way, and does some really, really thorough investigation into what she says before she says it, Antifa does not exist. And we should be more terrified of the one incident that took place than the multiple incidents that have been taking place over the years in the form of violent protests, Molotov cocktails, burning of federal buildings, cordoning off of areas, putting up roadblocks, having armed guards walk around. All that stuff is less dangerous than the attack on Capitol Hill. And this is where I start to go down the conspiracy theory hole and think that we're in 1984 because Newspeak exists. I mean, it is ridiculous. It's like they're laughing at you. They know that if they say something enough that people will believe it. There are enough ignorant people out there who just don't care enough to do research and find out on their own. They'll just take it at face value and that's it. And then everybody else who disagrees with you and Joy Behar, well, you're all morons. Of course, that in itself is moronic, but you can't seem to tell people that anymore. You can't disagree and say, hey, look, that makes no sense. I have these sources here that disprove that. People are just shut down and they're too scared to listen to somebody else's ideas and accept that they might be wrong on something. I think here we've done a pretty good job of establishing that the Capitol Hill riots were just that. They were wrong. There were definitely white nationalists there. There were definitely groups trying to start stuff. It was a bad situation. People died. We've established that. It was wrong. Nobody's jumping on that bandwagon. Guess what else is wrong? Antifa. Rioting in the streets. Burning down people's businesses. Taking away their hope. Spreading anarchy. In order to implement their version of the proper system. That's domestic terror, by the way. That is what domestic terrorism is. And it's ongoing. It's been for over a year now. It's still going on. Just the other day, they tried to burn down one of the buildings in Oregon. And so this idea that it does not exist, I think that lives in the heads of these people that... And I don't want to say Joy... I don't think Joy Behar is actually doing this on purpose. I literally believe that she thinks... She can imagine things into existence because of her status. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say The View doesn't really exist. It's an idea, a really bad idea. We should call it the one-sided view. Anyway, that is what we're dealing with here. Propaganda, newspeak. I'm going to call it that, you know, one-sided views that are spoken over and over and over again until you give in and just accept it, which isn't going to happen, of course. There are enough smart people out there who can figure that out, and that's why not everybody watches The View. I do feel for those ignorant people that are stuck in that rut, though. On another happy note, we are on pace, the U.S., to see the largest influx of migrants in 20 years. I guess February alone, there was like 100,000, and it's just, you know, every day, more and more and more. The holding facilities are at 700%. I can imagine that's got to suck. Have you ever been to a refugee camp? If you haven't, I recommend... You go volunteer, go to one of the ones in Lesbos or one of our African nations, somewhere in the Middle East, maybe a Syrian refugee camp, Turkey. But if you go to those, you're going to see that it is horrendous, horrendous conditions. The UN does their best. A lot of these nonprofits like Samaritan's Purse and other organizations that I've worked with directly, they do their best. But it is horrible living conditions. And guess what? You're stuck. Can't go back. You can't go forward. So what's happened now is they've created this bottleneck You can't just let these people in unless, of course, it turns into disaster. What you can expect in the next few months are riots in the camps, a lot of rape, assault. You can expect to see organized crime within the camps as people start to hoard things and take control. There's a lot of different things that people don't talk about, but these holding facilities, they're refugee camps. That's what it is. And with that many people in those camps, unless they can process them out really quickly, which I don't see that happening, you're going to see some interesting things happen in those camps. There will be another crisis. The crisis on the border, getting there and crossing it, is nothing compared to what is likely to come. Unless they just, you know, release everybody, you know, wait till they get a few million people across and then just grant amnesty, which is another thing that's likely coming. But it'll be interesting to see what happens, that crisis. I know we're going to be keeping an eye on it, and I'm working on something right now with the founders of Decision Points. Something big, I think, that'll really give us the ability to actually make a difference and doing things the right way and doing the right thing. That's it. That's all we're trying to do. But we have such an awesome group of people here, so qualified to do investigation and research to find the truth, that I think it'd be a shame not to put that to good use. So just be on the lookout for some cool things coming. And lastly, if you didn't know, white supremacist propaganda has increased during 2020. The question is, what is the definition right now of white supremacist propaganda? So in reading the article in Reuters, now there is no doubt, look, white supremacy has been around for a very long time. I don't think it's going anywhere. It also is extremely dangerous and has caused people to act, to carry out violence, and it should be condemned. It's wrong. But if you're not tracking this, okay, this is a tactic that is used quite often, especially in psychological operations, information operations, intelligence, to take an extremist group like that and an extremist situation and use it to paint an adversary as that extremist. Because you can have an adversary that's not extreme. You can have an adversary that, you know, you don't agree with or is causing you to not reach your goals politically. That's not extreme. You can have them that are completely honest and have integrity and are actually doing the right things. So what you do is you try and lump your adversary into that group of extremists, and then you get people to turn on them, and that adversary loses support over a period of time. It's a tactic that's well known and not too difficult to use. According to the Anti-Defamation League, they saw 5,125 cases reported in 2020 compared to 2,724 in 2019, which is a pretty big increase. Even though incidents on college campuses dropped by more than half, more likely because nobody did in school. They say white supremacism got a boost from Donald Trump, though he denied racism and that he was being smeared by his political opponents, which is what was happening. But this is a direct quote from the ADL. The barrage of propaganda, which overwhelmingly features veiled white supremacist language with a patriotic slant, is an effort to normalize white supremacist messages and bolster recruitment efforts while targeting minority groups, including Jews, Blacks, Muslims, non-white immigrants, and the LGBT community. Listen to that. Veiled white supremacist language with a patriotic slant. You could lump all sorts of language into, I think, pretty much everybody who served in the military somehow could be lumped into that group. I do believe there was an increase, definitely an increase in recruitment, and white supremacists take advantage of the ability to increase their ranks and their message when somebody like Donald Trump is in office, for sure. Donald Trump's not a white supremacist, that's stupid. And he's not spreading a white supremacist message, that's stupid too. How people perceive it, on the other hand, is based off that person's perception. And of course, the perception or these groups, these white supremacist groups, take that and the ability to influence people and use his language to recruit and things like that. That's just basic knowledge on how these groups work. But the idea that they're pushing this, especially the ADL, they're definitely a left-leaning organization along with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Although they do some good research, but they're definitely left-leaning and have some bias. And so it's hard to take what they say at face value. Like I said, I do believe there's an increase for sure. Everybody's going to take advantage of the opportunity. But what we're seeing right now is a lot of influence from these outside countries, I think. Influence on social media via bots from Russia, from Iran. The place, it's funny because they're talking about that yesterday. They're talking about the influence from Russia and Iran on our election to promote Trump over Biden and all this other stuff. We already talked about that like 2 weeks ago, I think, on the Bullet Brief. So I feel pretty good that we're pretty far ahead of the news on a lot of our analysis. But, you know, I do think that there is a concerted effort to create division in our country, not just from within. And you're seeing that. You're seeing that the attacks on Asian Americans just skyrocket. There was just a shooting in Atlanta on, you know, three or four massage parlors where this guy, one guy, ended up killing eight people. It was yesterday. Very likely race-driven. There's a lot of attacks on Asians, not from just white people. I mean, it's attacks from all different. Everybody's fighting each other and being put in these groups and being pitted against each other right now. There's a reason for that. It's division. And people are going to use those groups as they divide them and solidify them for their advantage, you know, and it's not going to help any of us. So we need to come together. So on that note, happy St. Patrick's Day. If you don't know about St. Patrick, talk about somebody who can bring people together. Born in Great Britain, taken by Irish raiders, slave, 6 years, escapes, goes back to Great Britain. God tells him, you're going to be a missionary to Ireland. He ends up going back to Ireland to tell all the Irish about Christ. Nothing brings people together like that. You know, somebody who's willing to go back to the people that persecuted them and is willing to speak to them and not hate them. That's what we need more of. So celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I'll leave you a link to the story too to reference. Anyway, take care, y'all. Happy St. Patrick's Day.